It's 8:07 Wednesday morning with this week's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you as always by L&J Industries and also Floyd County Medical Center.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Garden, Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
All right. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Of course, you are from the Paws Humane Society. It is time for this week's Paws Pet of the Week. And our pet of the week is actually loving on me this morning. I'm loving it. Who'd you bring with?
This morning, I brought Dixon with me. He is about a year-ish old, maybe even a little bit older. And he's kind of a unique cat. If you've seen him either on Facebook or Pet Finder, or if you've been in the shelter, he has a head tilt. So what that means is kind of...
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, he is so cute. Basically, his head is kind of tilted to the side. Ever since he came in the middle of July, we've been treating him for just a major ear infection to see if that was the issue. It's been helping a little bit, but I personally feel like it's just a permanent thing. We had a cat a few years ago with the same thing, and she is the happiest cat now, in her forever home. I keep in touch with them. And, so Dixon is the same way. He's such a nice kitty. No other health issues other than, he just wants to be around people. So if when I post pictures and videos later, you'll see like on his nose, it's a little bit raw there just because he just wants to be around people. So he like rubs his face on the cage and kind of gets a little bit of that, his nose a little sore. But otherwise, he's a great cat. He's mostly white with some grayish patches and really pretty yellow orange eyes. And we haven't tested him with other cats, but I feel like he would be so relaxed that it wouldn't be that big of a deal. So,
yeah, it kind of reminds me the way he tilts his head is the way people look at me when I talk.
So, no.
I'm kind of used to it anyway. But yeah, he's definitely a cute cat. Very, very lovable right now. So let's talk about adoption hours. Thankfully, it's going to be a lot cooler coming up this weekend.
I know, thankfully. So this looks like this weekend. We've been a little bit lower on volunteers, but it looks like this weekend we will be open Saturday 11 to 2 and then Sunday 1 to 3. So we will be open both days, which will be awesome. And like Chris said, hopefully the weather cooperates and it'll be a lot nicer out this weekend so we can get animals out and walked and that kind of thing. So make sure to stop out. We'll have open adoption hours. Even if you don't want to adopt, you can come out and meet our animals. These animals, seeing different people is just great for their mental health. It helps us kind of get to know them better with new people. They get used to us being there almost every day. So it's just great for even if, like I said, you're not wanting to adopt, but you just want to come out and see the shelter and see the animals. It really, really helps them just getting new people in there and seeing them. So
definitely. Is it still pretty full?
Yeah, it's still pretty full. The dog side, we've gotten a few adoptions, and I do have a happy adoption. I don't even know if you know this, Chris, but Naomi went on a home visit last week just for overnight. But she is hopefully, I don't want to jinx it, but hopefully she's getting adopted this weekend.
Nice.
In her permanent home. So.
Oh, that's awesome news.
I know. So good. So we still have quite a few dogs out there. We still, I think, have 7 dogs. So after Naomi goes to her home, we'll have 6 dogs. So definitely still have those dogs. We've got quite a few cats as well. We've gotten in a few kittens too. So a lot of the kittens have been spayed and neutered recently, so they are ready to go to homes. All their vet care is taken care of. And so yeah, even just coming out and seeing the animals, like I said, just really helps them and helps us too. So,
and you'll get bonus points if you bring some donations.
Yeah, like bring us some cat food, some dog treats. We definitely, we have some picky kittens. I'm not, it's kind of a weird year. We've got, oh my gosh. He kind of got his head stuck in there.
Yeah, probably don't want to do that, kitty.
But we've got some picky kittens this year. There's one kitten that just likes the Fancy Feast cat food. Oh, it's so crazy. Yes, so definitely if you can donate some Fancy Feast for our kitten named Ty. I believe it's a girl. He or she came in and was really, really sick and is finally doing better. Now he's going to go hide. He's finally doing better. So, but yeah, bring in any Fancy Feast. We could always use some dog treats. Oh my gosh. He's very entertaining. Okay, I wasn't sure how he would be.
We have one hiding cubby hole. Yeah. In the studio and he found it.
And he found it. See, even that head tilt, it does not slow him
no,
down.
No, it doesn't. It does not at all.
They're almost more mischievous because the other cat we had a few years ago, I'll keep in touch with her, and she says that her cat has figured out how to open the fridge.
No kidding.
Yeah, so the head tilt, it definitely doesn't slow these cats down. So if you like cats with entertainment, definitely consider Dixon when you're looking to adopt.
I love him. All right. So let's talk about fundraisers coming up. I know you just recently did the final brewery event.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you to Tellurian Brewing for hosting us for our adoption events. It's always a lot of fun just getting out in the public with our animals. It's great for the dogs, great for the cats. Helps us learn about the dogs. Aspen, for instance, we always thought he was pretty dog aggressive. But after being at the brewery, he is just, I think it depends on the dog. I mean, he was great. So it helps us learn about these animals. It's great for them to see new people, kind of get in out in the environment just because they aren't socialized very well. And that's probably why a lot of them come to paws and aren't claimed because the owners didn't take time to socialize them. So it really helps us out. And we're thankful to Tellurian for our great partnership. So that was the last one. So stay tuned. We might have some pop-ups here or there in the fall, kind of depending on availability. And then we do have a major fundraiser coming up. We're working really hard on it right now, is the Paws Fun Ride. And basically what you do, it's like, if you've ever heard of a poker run, it's like a poker run around Floyd County without the cards. So basically you get one punch card. And you go to multiple bars, restaurants. The Fossil and Prairie Park is a stop. And then get your card punched and come back to Derailed, where we are hosting it. And you'll be able to enter your card into a big raffle prize. If you've been on the event and on Facebook, you'll see we got a really big cooler donated from Ace Hardware. I think the cooler's retail value is like $300. Yeah. So. And it is so cool. I'm kind of like, wow, I really want one of these. So we've got that. And then we also got some great donations from Tyson's yesterday, too. I'll be posting those. So it's definitely going to be a fun time. And even if you're not doing the ride, we will have a silent auction. So you're more than welcome to come out to Derailed. They'll have a DJ. We're going to have a few food trucks. And then you can bid on silent auction items. We're hoping to have some animals out, too. So it's going to be a really fun time. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. So more information, you were talking about a Facebook page. What's that called?
Yeah, it is. So you can find us on Facebook, Paws Humane Society. Just make sure you're looking at the one in Charles City. And then it's just under the events page. And also I posted it in the cover photo. So you can basically go to the cover photo and it has an event to a link to the event, which is just called Paws Fun Ride.
Okay.
So you might be able to Google that or search that on Facebook and it might pop up because I'm sure it's pretty unique. But definitely stay tuned to the event if you click going or interested, even if you're not available. It really helps it keep popping up on Facebook for other people to see.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta love those algorithms anyway.
Yeah.
So for more information or to see the available animals currently at Paws, you can check out pawscharlescity.com. Apparently, he doesn't know there's a chair there.
I know.
He's trying to climb the wall.
Endless entertainment with these ones.
I know. Oh, it's been a blast having it in here. Well, thank you very much, JC, for joining us. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That was JC with this week's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you once again by LNG Industries and Floyd County Medical Center. It's time to let the good times roll with the cars.